Hey folks, the Earthlings, welcome to Decoding the Earth, the podcast where we dig deep into the layers of our planet to uncover the fascinating stories beneath our feet, and sometimes even above our heads. I'm your host, Raihan Ghani, a geologist and professor here to bring the rocks to life. Each episode, we'll explore how geology shapes us by shaping the world around us. Ready to decode the Earth? Let's rock. From steam engines to AI, every great leap forward comes with casualties. And this year's Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences explains why. The theory of sustained growth through creative destruction. Evolution offers a stark metaphor. The dinosaurs' demise opened an ecological niche for mammals, us. In economies, creative destruction clears out obsolete systems. But unlike evolution, we can choose which systems to retire and how to build what comes next. If you respect the physics and geology that govern our planet. So, what is the theory of sustained growth through creative destruction? It is the idea that economies grow not by polishing yesterday's tools, but by replacing them. Each innovation creates winners and losers. A better product or method dethrones the incumbent, then it gets dethroned in turn. That perpetual ladder climb, fueled by incentives to innovate, keeps growth going across generations. Now let's separate two phrases that sound alike but aren't. Sustained growth versus sustainable growth. Sustained growth is the economic marathon. More knowledge, better technology, rising living standards over long periods. Sustainable growth asks a deeper question. Can that marathon continue within Earth's non-negotiable boundaries? Our climate system, biosphere, freshwater, soils, and chemistry? The planetary boundaries framework tells us we have already transgressed 6 of 9 biophysical limits that define a safe operating space for humanity. That's the scoreboard the economy ultimately plays on. Here's the earth science heart of the story. Economic creative destruction is a geologic saga. Every wave of innovation begins with the discovery, extraction, or replacement of Earth's resources. History is a really race of resource cycles. Societies moved from wood to coal, then oil and gas, and now to lithium, copper, nickel, graphite, and rare earths to electrify transport and power. Data show how coal displaced biomass during industrialization and how today's clean energy boom is surging mineral demand. Lithium up roughly 30% in 2023 alone, with EVs now the main driver of several critical minerals. You can actually see creative destruction written into the earth. In the United States, operators plan to retire over 8 gigawatts of coal capacity in 2025, while new capacity and policies push low-carbon technologies. Meanwhile, brand new geologies of the energy transition are rising. Geothermal plays, rare earth deposits and processing, and even frontier resources like geologic hydrogen. So, can sustained economic growth exist without acknowledging Earth's limits? The climate and hydrology records answer bluntly. The IPCC concludes that human-driven warming is already amplifying extreme events, and the WMO's 2024 climate assessment documents record global heat, sea level rise, and the mountain toll from tropical cyclones, floods, and droughts. In other words, if we ignore boundaries, the planet imposes its own version of creative destruction. Via mega droughts, storm losses,
fishery collapses, and resource conflict. And that kind of destruction doesn't create a more prosperous future. What does it look like when creative destruction internalizes geologic and climate limits? It means redesigning the growth engine so new technologies are net positive across the full Earth system, not just faster or cheaper. A couple of practical examples. Energy. Accelerating geothermal and wind solar while investing in grid flexibility. Exploring geologic hydrogen where generation is ongoing and traps are robust. Translating the petroleum toolkit to a carbon-free molecule. Accounting. Shifting capital towards systems that close loops. Water reuse, carbon management, soil restoration, so that economic winners are also Earth system winners. And we should be honest, innovation shifts dependencies. A world of EVs and heat pumps leans more on copper, lithium, nickel, and rare earths. And those supply chains are currently concentrated in a handful of countries. Managing that reality means investing in responsible mining, processing capacity, and recycling, and in the geoscience to discover deposits with lower environmental footprints. That's creative destruction aligned with sustainable growth. It retires high carbon incumbents and redesigns supply to live within planetary boundaries. So here's the synthesis for today. The Nobel Committee celebrated a truth economists, engineers, and geoscientists all recognize. Progress is a relay of new ideas toppling old ones. But on a finite planet, the baton pass only works if the next runner respects the track. Sustained growth, the kind three Nobel laureates charted, remains achievable only if creative destruction bakes in planetary realism and climate stability as design constraints. If we fail to do that, the Earth will force a harsher, costlier transition. From coal basins winding down to rare earth and geothermal frontiers, you can watch creative destruction unfold in the rocks. The task now is to steer it. So the next chapters of growth are not just sustained, but sustainable. I'm Raihan Ghani, and this is Decoding the Earth. Until next time, keep your feet on the ground, your mind on the rocks, and your innovations within the limits of the only planet we have got.
A special thanks to Professor and Geologist Nahid Ghani for directing and producing this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things geology. See you next time on Decoding the Earth.